الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Most respected ulama-i kiram, brothers and elders. In this ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala is addressing the believers. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah is addressing people of iman. People who already have believed in one Allah, have believed in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam as being the final messenger of Allah Ta'ala, and whatever other requirements of iman they are, so they have accepted all this, believed in all this, so they've come into iman. So Allah is addressing believers, not addressing people without iman. So Allah is addressing us. And then further addressing us, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. O people of iman, now enter into Islam fully. So one is somebody without iman, he's addressed, then we understand, okay, he's being told to come into Islam, to accept Islam. But here the believers are being addressed. People already with iman. So one is, mashallah, the faith, the iman in the heart of a person. That is what makes him a mu'min. Iman is in the heart. That he has believed in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as the creator and sustainer of this universe. There's only one Allah, he has no partner, and all the attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and likewise all the other articles of faith. So he has brought iman, so this iman is in his heart. This is what makes him a mu'min. But then that's not where it finishes off in terms of the dictates of this iman. He's become a mu'min. As soon as he becomes a mu'min, now there are various aspects that are now addressed to him, various things that are now directed to him, various ahkam and commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now this is what's called Islam. All these injunctions of deen, all the various practices of deen, the fara'is, the wajibat, the sunnats, and all the other practices of deen, this is Islam. So iman is in the heart. And now this is the practice that Allah Ta'ala is commanding us, that don't stop where you have now, mashallah, accepted iman, or grew up in the home of believers, so now you've grown up as a mu'min. But it doesn't stop there. You need to move on. You need to now take the next step and enter into Islam fully. Not that there's one step outside, one step inside. Or there's certain things selected that I will do, certain things this is not something that I want to do. Udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. One part of this, one meaning of this is, enter into total Islam. Don't leave anything out. And don't bring anything from outside in. This ayat of the Quran Sharif, the initial occasion when it was revealed, Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala an was, prior to becoming a Muslim, he was a very prominent scholar among the Jews. He was a very well-versed person in the Torah. And like him, there were several others as well who had come into Islam from Judaism. So now when they became mu'mineen, they became mu'mineen fully. They weren't half-hearted believers. They weren't accepting Islam for the sake of some convenience. Sometimes that happens that a person now, there's some other motive. Maybe now he wants to get married or something. Yes, if that iman was accepted wholeheartedly, regardless of what might become the catalyst, then alhamdulillah is a mu'min. But if there is some doubt in the heart about what he's doing, and it's just for the sake of some convenience, so we have to be very careful about this. If a person suddenly says, no, he wants to become a Muslim, why do you want to become a Muslim? He wants to marry somebody. He says, fine, mashallah, we accept you as our brother, you'll become a Muslim. But now for 3 months, 4 months, you first learn Islam. And see his commitment to deen. So in any case, so they came wholeheartedly into Islam. They weren't coming into Islam with any reservations. They weren't doing this out of any convenience. They understood and believed in what they were doing. So in any case, when they came into Islam, it occurred to them that in their previous faith, the Sabbath, the day which was a very holy day, was a Saturday. Like the mu'mineen, it's Jumu'ah. That is their day of the week, which is the greatest day, Sayyidul Ayyam. So they said, we are observing Jumu'ah. This is our deen, iman, Islam. But there is no apparently any prohibition from also honoring and revering the Saturday, which we were doing previously. While we were Yahud, we were previously honoring Saturday as a very auspicious day. So we're not stopping from Jumu'ah in any way. But if we just add this, that shouldn't harm anything. Likewise, in the previous faith, camel meat and camel milk was forbidden to consume. They were not permitted to consume camel meat and camel milk. That was one of the injunctions of the Torah. So well, Islam hasn't compelled anybody to consume camel meat and camel milk. It's permissible. And in the previous faith, it was forbidden. So if we just abstain, then we haven't done anything outwardly wrong, because Islam hasn't compelled us to eat it. So they came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they requested permission for this. Now this is a very big lesson, that some thought came to their mind. To them it occurred as something very good, because on the one side they're practicing on Islam fully, but they also just accommodating some things that were from the past, which don't seem to contradict anything currently. Because they're still observing Jumu'ah. Saturday, there's no injunction about Saturday, so they're observing it. And likewise, they're refraining from camel meat and milk. So it occurred to them to be a very good thing. But they didn't just take it for granted that this is what came to our mind. We analyzed it. And to us it seems very straightforward and very clear cut. So therefore it's fine. It's perfect. We'll carry on, no? No, they immediately then decided, fine, this is what we want to do, but we have to present it to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask him that, can we go ahead with this? They didn't make their own decision. Now this is an ongoing, this is, mashallah, they had the direct decision from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anything that they had, any issue, any problem, any question, so mashallah, they had direct access to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this dunya, the system will be the same. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam personally is gone from dunya, but the system will still be the same, that those who are very deeply well versed with the Quran and Sunnah, we have some issue, some question, some, we want to do something that now we don't have any idea whether this is on or not. this is correct or not. We don't make our own judgment. We don't have that knowledge. We don't have that understanding. So we don't jump to our own conclusions. Just try and fill up the gaps wherever there's gaps, so it makes it easy for others, inshallah. In the middle also, there's some place, please come in. So in any case, this is a very big lesson they gave us, that they didn't make their own decision. And we too should not make our own decisions. It might sometimes seem to be a very ordinary thing. There's some function we want to have. We want to just do something in that function. So it just seems so straightforward what we need to ask anybody for. But sometimes that might not be permissible. We need to inquire. So they came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they asked that, is this okay? Can we go ahead? On that, these ayat of the Quran Sharif were revealed, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited these ayat to them. Udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. You have now come into Islam and Iman. Don't bring along anything else. You have to take the step fully into Iman, fully into Islam, and simultaneously cut yourself off from everything else. Now this accommodation, well, this was part of our previous deen, so we can accommodate it without it contradicting anything in Islam, so let's accommodate it. So this ayat of the Quran Sharif is giving a very clear instruction that, look, enter into Islam fully, don't leave one foot out in any way. You come into total Islam and don't bring anything else along. Come into Islam fully and cut yourself out of everything else. Any other culture, any other practice, anything that to do with anybody else and anything else, don't bring it along. Come into Islam fully, total Islam. So that's one dimension of this, come into total Islam. And then the other dimension is, you come fully into Islam in the sense that you don't become selective. One is, you've accepted everything about Islam, but Islam is in your heart, mashallah, but Islam is not in your eyes. The eyes are not fulfilling what the command of Islam is. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ. Say to the believing men to lower their gazes and protect their chastity. But the eye is not fulfilling the law of Islam. The eye is something else. It's roaming around all over the place, watching all kinds of filth. So the eye hasn't udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. The eye is not practicing on this. Mashallah, the other limbs might be all mashallah in Islam, but the eye is not in Islam. Maybe the tongue is not in Islam, in the sense that, mashallah, the person is in the masjid, he's performing his salah, he's fasting in the month of Ramadan, he's giving his zakat, but vulgarity is the order of the day on his tongue. So that command of deen regarding the tongue, that is not being fulfilled. If there's more space, please let us fill it in, so it makes it easy for those in the back. Let's come in a little bit more, make a little bit harkat, inshallah, it will make space for those in the back. So, his tongue is not in Islam in the sense that the tongue is still spewing out vulgarity, there's still ghibat, there's lying, there's obscene talk. So now, mashallah, he's a mu'min, no doubt about that. Iman is in his heart, but his tongue is not in Islam. So Allah Ta'ala is commanding us, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, bring your tongue into Islam also. Bring your eyes into Islam as well. Bring everything into Islam. So now, overall, there's three parts to us. One is our words, and then there's our actions. And then the most important part is our heart itself. So the words must also be in Islam. The actions must also be in Islam. And even the heart must be in Islam, the mindset, the thinking, the aspirations, the preferences, the likes and dislikes. The heart must be in Islam. What Islam prefers for us, we must prefer for ourselves. What Islam disapproves of, our heart must disapprove of it. What Islam encourages, we must feel enthusiastic to do it. That must be our heart. And if Islam has disallowed something, discouraged something, our heart must become disinclined from it. And if it's not disinclined for whatever reason, we making it become disinclined by forcing it in that direction. Now this is then that heart and the person, his actions, his words, everything in Islam, he has entered into Islam fully. He is now fulfilling this command of Allah Ta'ala, Udkhulu fi silmi kafa. Enter into Islam fully, not partly. So now the person who's entered into Islam fully, then his ibadat will be also full. And how will his ibadat be? How Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught him to make the ibadat. So it starts off with the faraiz, and at the top of the list is his salah. So now his five daily salah will always be in place, whether it's a month of Ramadan, whether it is out of the month of Ramadan, because he's still that same mu'min. He's still the same believer, the same person with iman, whom Allah Ta'ala is commanding, Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. It's not something that he's a believer in Ramadan only. He's a mu'min all his life. So the five daily salah will be applicable to him throughout his life, and he is a mu'min, so he will enter into Islam fully. He'll be in the house of Allah Ta'ala every day, all his salah, unless there's a valid shari reason for now not being in the masjid for jama'ah. So now one is to perform the salah itself, but then the manner in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught, he taught us Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam presented the deen of Islam to us. He wasn't just giving us something for the sake of just saying it. He was giving us what is our life supposed to be all about. And the only salvation is in following his footsteps. So now one is performance of that salah. And then what did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam teach? How that salah should be performed? Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform your salah as you see me performing it. So the same manner in which he displayed how that salah should be performed. And then all the things he emphasized. The person who's entered into Islam fully, that will be very highly emphasized in his life. He will emphasize it for himself. And he'll emphasize it upon those around him. So now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized salah with jama'ah. To what extent? So by saying something which describes it in a way that there cannot be a more greater emphasis. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion said that it was my desire, meaning this thought came in the heart, that I should appoint somebody else to lead the salah, meaning I will then make jama'ah separately, appoint somebody else to lead the salah, so that while the salah is on, I can now go out and now check on who is not coming to the masjid to perform the salah. Not they're not performing it. Not that they're discarding it. They're performing it. But they're not coming to the masjid to perform the salah without a valid reason. So it was a thought in my heart, and this thought and desire that I should go and check on this, and then I should burn their homes down. Now this is coming from the Mubarak tongue of Rahmatul Lil Alameen. So what extent of disturbance, what pain might have brought the statement? That is the aspect to focus on. That this would not have come as a very casual statement, as just how we sometimes something, some passing thought just crossed the mind, and that passing thought now came on our tongue as well, and sometimes that passing thought is so absurd, and sometimes so hurtful, sometimes so bitter. We say, no, something just came across my mind, I just said it, I didn't mean it, but you've already done the damage is now sometimes irreparable. But any passing thought, we just blurt anything out. And then we suffer the consequences, others around us suffer the consequences. That wasn't, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam never said anything without any thought, and without it being Allah Ta'ala's inspiration. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُّ يُوحَىٰ. So now, the heart of Rahmatul Lil Alameen, what extent of mercy and compassion and kindness and that well-wishing for every person and wanting to make every single person feel comfortable, we can't even imagine one iota of it. But that heart filled with that extent of mercy, compassion, kindness, what pain must have come in that heart, and how deeply that heart would have been affected to then have made this statement. That is what we have to focus on. And that is the same Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who we will have to face on the day of Qiyamah, and whose shafa'at and intercession we will be requiring. But now if we've been causing this taklif and pain by just discarding jama'at, discarding salah itself, Allah forbid, so how are we going to stand on the day of Qiyamah face to face with Him and wish that we also are granted that water of Kawthar from His Mubarak hand, and that He intercedes on our behalf, when this is how we treated what He regarded as so important, what He gave so much of importance to, we took it so lightly and so trivially. I was there, I was there, I wasn't there, I wasn't there, what difference it makes? It's not just a matter of some fiqhi category, where is it? So now the person who's entered into Islam fully, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, he'll enter into salah fully in the way that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught, and in that same manner that he emphasized, and taking care of all the things that he highlighted, and giving due importance to everything that he now has given importance to. Because that is the dictates of udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Enter into Islam fully. Now this is just one aspect still, just the salah only still, which is obviously the most important aspect in deen after iman. But now this doesn't mean the person, mashallah, fulfilled all the requirements of salah and everything is done. Yes, this is the most fundamental aspect of deen after iman, but there's still the rest of deen. And Allah Ta'ala's command is to the believers, people of iman, people who are already mu'mineen, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, Allah is addressing the believers, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. You have iman, alhamdulillah. Allah is saying to us now, enter into Islam fully. So now salah is the most important, fundamental. Now that will be part and parcel of his life. Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala is in his last moments of life. He is sometimes falling unconscious and sometimes gaining consciousness. He was while leading the Fajr Salah, and one fire worshipper came and stabbed him right on the Musalla of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in this condition while performing the Salah, he was attacked in this manner and then he fell to the ground. In any case, they carried him home. But that wound was too deep and it became obvious that he's not going to survive. But in any case, in this time, he used to be sometimes drifting into unconsciousness and sometimes coming back. And in that time, sometimes it would be Salah time. Now they are trying to figure out that what's to be done, how to get him out of this unconsciousness. He says, well, tell him just, he's now unconscious in that moment. Say, call out by his close to him that it is Salah time. And when they would call out close to him, it's Salah time, he would come out of that unconsciousness. He would come out of that unconsciousness merely just somebody saying close to him that it is time for salah. And then he would say, yes, there's no good in anything in that deen where there's no salah in a person's life. And then who could we take it more greater than from none other than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where in his last days of life, when he got very ill, and the day when his illness really took a new peak, but that was the first day that he couldn't make it to the masjid for salah with jama'ah, when that illness really now became intense. So that was the Isha salah, which was the first salah that he couldn't make it to the masjid. But repeatedly his Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also drifting into unconsciousness, into fainting. And then when he comes back, comes around, the first question that have the Sahaba performed the Salah already, meaning Salah with Jama'ah is completed or not. because I want to get there. So he's informed, no, they're waiting for you. So now he had just fainted. So now to gain some strength and refresh himself, so they helped him to take a ghusl. The Azwaj-e Mutahharat helped him to take a bath. But by the time he had taken the bath, and this exertion again, he fainted again. And then for the second time, the same issue is repeated. As soon as he comes around, that have the Sahaba perform their salah yet? He says, no, they're waiting for you. Waiting for what? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wants to get to the masjid. And in the state of fainting, coming around, second time round takes the ghusl, and second time round again that exertion, and he faints again. The third time when the same thing happens, finally he says, Muru Aba Bakrin falyusalli bin nas, Muru Bilalan falyuadhin, Muru Aba Bakrin falyusalli bin nas. Tell Bilal to now call the azan, and ask Abu Bakr to perform the salah. I won't make it. After these three attempts, now that is the importance that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave to that salah wa jama'ah. And this is the command Allah is giving us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. This is the first fundamental of deen. And now we are being commanded, enter into Islam fully, not in Ramadan only. That mashallah, in Ramadan the masjid is full, Fajr time also masajid generally are buzzing, but then barely the day of Eid has passed. Are we not yet the same Muslim who was in the month of Ramadan? Is that command of Allah Ta'ala not still directed to us? Udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. So now salah will be in his life fully, and in the manner that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has highlighted, what he emphasized, what he taught, what he gave that due importance to. And then likewise will be all the other fundamentals of deen, his fasting in the month of Ramadan, his zakat will be with the spirit that zakat has been taught, and with that care that zakat should be given. Not just a haphazard calculation and a haphazard distribution. No, a careful calculation so that it's never short paid. And a correct distribution so that it gets to the correct recipients, so that it's valid and fulfilled. And likewise, if Hajj is compulsory, he'll have Hajj fulfilled, or he'll be making that effort to get to his Hajj. But then now these are the pillars of Islam. On the pillars of Islam, the rest of the house of Islam stands on these pillars of Islam. This is what's holding Islam up, but the house of Islam is this. So udkhulu fis silmi kaffa doesn't finish off here, it starts off here. Unfortunately, we often finish off here. That, well, I've performed my salah, I'm performing my daily five times salah, I've discharged my zakat, I'm fasting now in the month of Ramadan, and my Hajj, maybe I already performed it, or Hajj is not compulsory on me. So now I'm done. So like there's nothing else left in deen. But what about the mu'amalat and dealings? Is business something else, not part of deen? So Allah Ta'ala is commanding us, udkhulu fis silmi kaffa. Every mu'min businessman, Allah is saying, you conduct your business not in a way that you bring Islam into your business. Bring your business into Islam. What's the difference bringing Islam into the business? Maybe it might be not so clear in this example of business, but like business, then there's mu'asharat in deen. There's mu'amalat, there's mu'asharat, our social life. So now in social life, there's wedding, there's a nikah, there's some other function, social function. So one is to bring Islam into that wedding, to bring Islam into that social function. And the other is to bring that wedding into Islam, that nikah into Islam, that function into Islam. So when a person has entered something, so he is totally in. We've entered this masjid, we are 100% inside this masjid. So he has brought that wedding and that nikah into Islam, then he's totally in Islam. There's nothing out of Islam that will be part of that. There's nothing against Islam that will be part of it. But what happens? We bring Islam into it. How? Well, okay, the function or something will start off with the qiraat, with the recitation of the Quran Sharif. So already we gave it a Islamic hue and some color of deen. And then maybe somebody will recite some Naat Sharif as well. So mashallah, we got the Naat Sharif also included. And then perhaps someone will give some deeni advice maybe. And then free for all. So we brought Islam into it, in one corner. And maybe even the parda corner too. That Islam for the corner. So he brought Islam in, but he didn't bring it into Islam. And Allah Ta'ala is saying, Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Bring yourself and everything about you, bring it into Islam. Don't leave anything out. Don't leave Islam in the corner. Islam is not for the corner. Islam is for us entirely. And everything about our lives is to be in Islam. So likewise, don't bring Islam in the business. That some selected things, okay, that's all in order. But I can't manage this. How do you run a business without an overdraft in this time and age? And how can you avoid getting involved in interest? So this is part of life. So then we haven't brought business into Islam. We brought Islam partly into the business. So some selected things, mashallah, everything is in order. We're not buying anything haram, selling anything haram, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. But is that business in Islam? Or otherwise, then that is a big problem. Because it's not udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Now these are just some examples. Like that we have to understand everything else. Our muasharat, as mentioned right at the beginning, there's three parts to us. Our words, so our words, everything that our tongue utters, that too we have to keep checking. Is this the way that Islam requires me to speak? وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Allah Ta'ala says, say to my servants, subhanallah. This is Allah Ta'ala's, His grace on His servants. Allah Ta'ala attributes them to Him, my servants, is mine, not anybody else. Person in a gathering now, and he says, my son. That son feels so elated about it, that he could have just maybe said it in some other light way, but he's now making that attribution very, very clear. My son. Allah Ta'ala is saying, my servant. Imagine our Khaliq, and we are what we are. Allah Ta'ala is still saying, my servants. But tell my servants, وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي, they are mine. So when they are mine, how they are supposed to speak? Because they are mine. They mustn't speak some other way. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. They must speak that which is best. They must speak in the best manner, the best words, the best tone. Yes, there's a space for everything. If a person now is responsible for somebody's tarbiyat, there might be a need for now some reprimand sometimes. There might be a need to discipline somebody. All that has its place. But the manner in which we go about it, still ahsan has to be applied to everything. وَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Now when that is the servant of Allah Ta'ala, who Allah is saying, mine, ibadi, my slave. And he has been now commanded, udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. So whether he is disciplining somebody, whether he is upset with some employee, whether it is some domestic person that he is now helper that he is upset with, or whether it is some his spouse, or whether it is somebody else, but that tongue can't bring any vulgarity on it, because that not got nothing to do with Islam. That is far away from Islam. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Sibabul Muslimi fusuq," that swearing at a Muslim is fisq. It is a very high level of transgression. Transgression against whom? Against Allah Ta'ala. Khuruj anit ta'a, that is fisq. It is come out of the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Now Allah is addressing us, ibadi, my servants. Qul li ibadi yaqulu allati hiya ahsan. Now that person has come into Islam fully, he will talk what is ahsan, what is best, in the best way, best tone, best words. We all insan, we slip up, but this is what he will try to bring into his life. This will be an objective. Let alone being an objective is sometimes not even an intention. It just carries on, that this is how life carries on. There's not even an intention to change it. And there's not even a consciousness that this is zulm also. please fill in the gaps, come in close, inshallah. There's many people that are waiting for some space. Just make a little bit qurbani and just whatever space we can come in. So in any case, this is Allah Ta'ala's command to us, that we have to enter Islam fully. So now whether it is our mu'amalat, our dealings, whether it is the aspect of our mu'asharat, our social life, and then again the heart. So the heart must come fully into Islam as well. And what is the heart coming fully into Islam? The akhlaq of a mu'min. That is part of Islam. The heart must come into Islam. The thinking and the mindset must be the mindset of a Muslim. Now what is the mindset of a Muslim? So just one aspect. What is the mindset of a Muslim? So the mindset of a Muslim, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us one part of it, one aspect, in one dua. And he is making dua. And as mentioned repeatedly, these du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at-ta'aleem, is teaching us what we should be aspiring. You ask, you beg, you make du'a for things that is close to your heart. And what you're really aspiring for. People ask for ajeeb ajeeb things. They're asking to be given that opportunity. They must score that goal. SubhanAllah. But have we made Jannat our goal? Have we made getting close to Allah Ta'ala our goal? Have we made gaining the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala in our hearts our goal? Have we made entering into Islam fully our goal? That is the goal. So in any case, in this dua, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us the mindset of a mu'min. What is the mindset? Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani wa barik li fi. Ya Allah, grant me contentment on what you have blessed me with. And give me barakat in it. Contentment. Now the mindset of a mu'min is the mindset of contentment. He'll go about his work in his normal manner. He has to run his business, he'll run his business like anybody else will give due attention to their business. But his heart and mind is never about chasing dunya. In the normal course of things, in the moderate effort that is required, then whatever is meant for him will come. But his heart and mind is never about chasing dunya. His heart and mind is about aspiring for akhirat and trying to chase to get more of the deeds of akhirat. And as far as dunya, Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani. Ya Allah, grant me qana'at. Grant me contentment. Because the greatest wealth, innal ghina ghina nafs. The greatest wealth is the wealth of the heart. Contentment. Now that is, udkhulu fi silmi kafa, from the dimension of the heart. One aspect. That the heart is content. In terms of dunya, it's content. It's not all the time dreaming about contentment. Doesn't mean that a person doesn't use the ni'mas Allah has blessed him with. Or if he can afford something good, so now he must necessarily do without it. He can afford something more comfortable, something more luxurious. Alhamdulillah, some good food came in front of him. He afforded it. It's halal, tayyib. Alhamdulillah. But that becoming his heart and mind, that he's dreaming of, this I must have, that I must have, and if something didn't come as he was dreaming about, he's disappointed. That is not the heart of a mu'min. That is not udkhulu fi silmi kaffa in terms of the heart. Now these are just some examples of different aspects, the salah, the aspect of the mu'asharat, and how to bring Islam, come fully into Islam in terms of our mu'asharat, in terms of our akhlaq. There's all the other aspects of deen. But when there is a goal in front of us, that Allah Ta'ala's command to me is, Alhamdulillah, this is Allah Ta'ala's ni'mat, Allah Ta'ala's bounty and favor, Allah Ta'ala has granted me the greatest wealth of iman, and Allah is addressing me, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah is addressing me, I have to respond. And this address of Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu is an extremely affectionate address. Like how there are some ways of addressing some child in a very affectionate manner. So this is a very, in the Arabic language, this manner of address is a very affectionate address. Allah is addressing me, and Allah is giving me this command, Udkhulu fi silmi kaffa, enter into Islam fully. I have to make this my goal. I have to make this my objective. The month of Ramadan is here with me, is to make this decision. That now everything about deen must be in my life, and I must be fully in deen. So now I need to start reflecting what I'm falling short in, where the deficiencies are, and now what effort I need to make. I'm still struggling, I can't seem to get in. So now I need to ask somebody's help, somebody's advice. But I need to make this objective, and while I'm still making the effort to get there, abundant istighfar. Ya Allah, this is my weakness. Ya Allah, I'm still falling short. Ya Allah, this whole list of things are still not in my life. Ya Allah, you help me. Ya Allah, you grant me that strength of iman that will help me take the step to do all these things. So now that effort to build that iman, that effort to now bring that yaqeen, that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, that reality that life is so short, what time I have, how much time I got? I got a whole list of things, what? I got no time, Allah knows best how much time. I need to do it now. So now I need that strength of iman to come into that. So these are the moments, this Mubarak time, and when these things, inshallah, summa inshallah, some of these thoughts will cross our mind with the barakat of the month of Ramadan, the barakat of ihtikaf, the barakat of fasting, the barakat of the amal that with the tawfiq of Allah Ta'ala that we are enabled to do. So this enlightens our heart, and as a result of the noor of this amal, the tilawat of the Quran Sharif, the dhikr, the du'as, and whatever other amal Allah give us tawfiq, alhamdulillah, all this brings a noor in the heart. So with this enlightened heart, these thoughts cross the mind. These thoughts are not passing thoughts. It's not just some random thought. This is inspiration. It's something to latch on. Something to latch on, and then to start taking some step in that direction already. What I need to do now? Okay, I'm going to ask somebody's advice. I'm going to do at least this much. I'm going to tell people around me that, look, this is what I need to do now to sort this one matter out, this other matter out. So by talking about it in that manner, inshallah, it'll make me more conscious. It'll make me want to take the step. So now this is the Mubarak month. This inspiration that comes is from Allah Ta'ala. This is a guest that comes from the side of Allah Ta'ala, this inspiration. It's a guest we must latch on to. We must entertain this guest. We must entertain it by practicing, by taking a step forward on that. And if we entertain this guest correctly, inshallah, this kind of guest will keep coming. That inspiration will keep coming from Allah Ta'ala. And otherwise, then this will disappear. So mashallah, this is a time that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with. This is such a Mubarak, Allah knows best, this is an odd night of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And who knows, we don't know, we have no idea whether it's past, it's still coming, whether it's tonight. That if it's Laylatul Qadr, and such a great bounty of Allah Ta'ala, Laylatul Qadr, one night greater than 1,000 months, we have no idea. These are the moments to nevertheless make the best of it. And this is one of the hikmat and the wisdom, that the specification of Laylatul Qadr was taken away, that now it will make us, inshallah, try to acquire it in all the odd nights, to apply ourselves more. But in that process, whichever night it is, inshallah, we'll get that also, and we'll get much more by having made amal, more amal in the rest of the odd nights. But together with the amal, this is the very crucial part of our entire purpose here. As repeatedly discussed, we've come for our islah. What is islah all about? Coming fully into deen. Zahiran and batinan. Externally, internally, our hearts. Everything to come fully into deen. Our thinking, our mindset, our aspirations, our preferences. Bringing everything into the line of deen and coming fully into deen. Then we have come into the fulfilling of this ayat of the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala is commanding us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dkhulu fis silmi kaffa. To assist us in that, we require the right environments. Environments of deen, the environments of the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the environments of the company of the pious. These are the things that will enhance that zeal for getting closer to Allah Ta'ala, will build that iman, and that will help us take the necessary steps. This is what we need to now focus on, plan for, work towards, make dua for it, and beg Allah Ta'ala's help. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Beside the Ruchari.
رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وسلم دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدھر اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار ناما سیاہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میں نے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبائیں میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا الله الله جل جلاله عم نواله الله اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے آہ راج آسماں ہم دم نہ بود راز را غیر خدا محرم نہ بود آہ راج آسماں ہم دم نہ بود راز را غیر خدا محرم نہ بود Ilahi hi bandara guswamakun garbadhamman sirreman pedamakun. Ilahi hi bandara guswamakun garbadhamman sirreman pedamakun. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Allah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وعنت الوجوه للحي القيوم. يا أحدا صمدا لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك، ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك، ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيتك، ولك الحمد حتى ترضى، ولك الحمد بعد الرضا. اللهم لك الحمد كما تحب وترضى عدد ما تحب وترضى. اللهم لك الحمد ملء السماوات وملء الأرض وملء ما بينهما وملء ما شئت من شيء بعد. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على سيدنا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات،
وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اهدنا لأحسن الأخلاق لا يهدي لأحسنها إلا أنت واصرف عنا سيئها لا يصرف عنا سيئها إلا أنت اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وأعيننا من الخيانة وأعيننا من الخيانة وأعيننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تنسنا ذكرك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تهتك عنا سترك ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم لا تجعلنا من الغافلين اللهم اجعلنا من الذاكرين الله كثيرا وذاكرات اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين اللهم اجعلنا من المحسنين اللهم اجعلنا من المخبتين اللهم اجعلنا من الذين لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون إله العالمين يا الله هم most merciful most gracious most kind most loving Allah إله العالمين يا الله Allah is only your tawfiq, Ya Allah. Only your grace, Ya Allah. Allah, your favor, Ya Allah. Your bounty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you brought us into your house, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, on this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you allowed us to perform Salah, Ya Allah. You allowed us to make, Ya Allah, tilawat of the Quran Sharif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you allowed us, Ya Allah, to listen to the Taraweeh Salah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you now allowed us to raise our heads to you, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all this is your favor, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are now begging your favor, Ya Allah, further, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when you blessed us with all this, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you shower your forgiveness also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, shower your forgiveness upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive all our major and minor sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the day and night, Ya Allah. Forgive what was done deliberately and mistakenly, Ya Allah. What was done blatantly and shamelessly, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our shamelessness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we shamelessly sinned in front of you, Ya Allah. And you are all knowing, Ya Allah. You are all seeing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we check to see insana not watching, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we forgot you are watching, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how shameless we were, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this is your tawfiq, Ya Allah. That we are begging for your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are making tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tawbah has come on our tongue also with your tawfiq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make it tawbah and nasuh, Ya Allah. Make it sincere tawbah, Ya Allah. Make it tawbah in reality, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we regret all that has happened, Ya Allah. We are ashamed of all these sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you didn't give us food to eat, Ya Allah, you would not have been able to raise that hand, Ya Allah. Those fingers would not have worked, Ya Allah. But you blessed us with rizq, Ya Allah. You granted us abundant food and drink to drink, eat and drink, Ya Allah. That energy came in our bodies, Ya Allah. We used that energy, Ya Allah. We used that hand to pick up haram, Ya Allah. To press haram buttons, Ya Allah. If for a few days we had nothing to eat, our eyes would not be able to see, Ya Allah. You blessed us with rizq, Ya Allah. The energy came in our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what gratitude we showed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we soiled that eyes in haram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how shameless we have been, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, tonight in your house, Ya Allah. On this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. In the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we make it tawbah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. You forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive all our past, Ya Allah. Forgive all our major and minor sins, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we regret what we have done, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we firmly resolve not to go back to it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've deleted all the things, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've removed all these things from our life, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you accept us, Ya Allah. You accept us, Ya Allah. Forgive our families, Ya Allah. Forgive our friends and relatives, Ya Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, shower your maghfirat on the ummah, Ya Allah. Shower your maghfirat on the ummah, Ya Allah. Shower your maghfirat on the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, shower your rahmat on the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, shower your rahmat on the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties and hardships of the ummah, Ya Allah. We acknowledge all this is due to our sins, Ya Allah. It is all our sins, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, forgive us, Ya Allah. And forgive the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, shower your maghfirat, Ya Allah. Shower your rahmat, Ya Allah. Remove the pain and suffering of the ummah, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant us and the entire ummah the tawfiq of those a'mal that bring down your rahmat, Ya Allah. Save us and the entire ummah from such actions, Ya Allah, that bring down azab, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you remove all the difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah, throughout the world, Ya Allah. Wherever the Muslims are in any suffering and pain, Ya Allah, you remove their pain and difficulties, Ya Allah. You grant afiyat to one and all, Ya Allah. Grant afiyat in deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant afiyat in deen, Ya Allah. Grant afiyat in deen, Ya Allah. You safeguard each one's iman, Ya Allah. Safeguard each one's amal, Ya Allah. Safeguard each one's Islam, Ya Allah. Grant us and every mu'min, Ya Allah, the tawfiq of entering into Islam fully, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, enable us to enter 100% into Islam, Ya Allah. Keep us steadfast on Iman and Islam, Ya Allah. Till our last breath, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant afiyat to one and all, Ya Allah. In deen, Ya Allah. Grant afiyat in dunya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect each one's life, wealth and honor, Ya Allah. Protect each one's Iman and Amal, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers and sisters in Palestine and Gaza, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, you shower your special grace on them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you protect them, Ya Allah. Allah, you strengthen them against their enemies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you strengthen the Mujahideen, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant victory to your friends, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, the Mu'mineen are your friends, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant victory to the Mu'mineen, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. You grant them strength over their enemies, Ya Allah. Allahumma ansurhum ala aduwika wa aduwihim. اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا الله you grant the enemy hidayat as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if hidayat is not decreed for them, Ya Allah, you bring your punishment and azab on them, Ya Allah. اللهم شدد شملهم اللهم مزق جمعهم اللهم زلزل أقدامهم اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين اللهم خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت إله العالمين يا الله Allah enable us to enter into Islam fully, Ya Allah. Make our eyes enter into Islam, Ya Allah. Our ears enter into Islam, Ya Allah. Our tongues enter into Islam, Ya Allah. Our hands and feet enter into Islam, Ya Allah. Make our heart, Ya Allah, adorn it with all the qualities of Islam, Ya Allah. With the mindset of Islam, Ya Allah. With the thinking of Islam, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, enable us to perform our 5-time salah with jama'ah, Ya Allah. With khushu and khudu, Ya Allah. Enable us to give it the importance that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us feel the pain that he felt, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Grant us the pain of salah that he felt, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make that pain move us at the time of every salah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we need to face Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are going to be wanting the water of Kawthar from His Mubarak hands, Ya Allah. We are going to be needing His Shafa'a and intercession, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if we live our lives causing taklif to His Mubarak heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, how are we going to stand in front of You, Ya Allah? Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You save us from the disgrace of that day, Ya Allah. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chases us away, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah, bless us with the honor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam embracing us on that day, Ya Allah, of giving us the Mubarak water of Kawthar from His Mubarak hand, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, of making shafa and interceding on our behalf, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us those believers that You are pleased with, Ya Allah. Make us the true ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ilahul Alameen, cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Remove all the pride, the malice, the jealousy, Ya Allah. The ego, the love of dunya, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with Your muhabbat, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the love of deen, Ya Allah. With the love of the efforts of deen, Ya Allah. Accept us and our progenies for the khidmat of deen, Ya Allah. With ikhlas and afiyat and qabooliyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, all the efforts of deen taking place on the path of haq. Ya Allah, accept one and all, Ya Allah. Accept the efforts of the masajid, Ya Allah. The efforts of the ulama-i kiram, Ya Allah. The efforts of the makatib, Ya Allah. Of the darul ulums, Ya Allah. The efforts of the da'wat and tabligh, Ya Allah. The efforts of the khanqas, Ya Allah. All the organizations of deen, Ya Allah. All those who are serving deen in the path of haq, Ya Allah. Accept one and all, Ya Allah. Make the efforts a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, fulfill the needs from Your ghaib, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, You guide us, Ya Allah, to all that You are pleased with, Ya Allah. Save us from everything that is displeased with, You are displeased with, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. All those who are sick, give them shifa'i kamila, ajila, mustamirra, da'ima. Ya Allah, remove every trace of their ailments, Ya Allah. Those who are in hospitals, Ya Allah, give them complete afiyat and shifa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring them out of hospitals with complete shifa and afiyat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those in any kind of difficulty and hardship, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those are in financial problems, Ya Allah. Those in any anxiety, grief, worry and sorrow, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, grant afiyat to one and all, Ya Allah. Remove all the difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Grant barakat in each one's risk, Ya Allah. Grant abundant halal and tayyib risk filled with barakat, Ya Allah. Save us from every drop and grain of haram and doubtful things, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, enable us to appreciate and treasure this Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. Enable us to appreciate and treasure the ni'mat of ethics,
zakaf, Ya Allah. Enable us to use these bounties in the correct way, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant us your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become pleased, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. And all those who have raised their hands with this dua, all who asked us to make dua for them, Ya Allah, grant each one the best of dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Remove each one's difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Grant each one, Ya Allah, afiyat in every matter, Ya Allah. Afiyat in deen, Ya Allah. Afiyat in dunya, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you ease all the difficulties, Ya Allah. Remove all the difficulties and hardships, Ya Allah. Save us from all trials and tribulations, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak, Ya Allah. We are too weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't put us through trials, Ya Allah. Bless us with your afiyat, Ya Allah. Allahumma afiyatuka hiya awsa'u lana. Ilahul Alameen, grant us afiyat, Ya Allah. And grant us your maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ilahul Alameen, Ya Allah. And all the du'as that we have made, Ya Allah, out of your grace and mercy, grant it to us, Ya Allah. What we should have been asking for, Ya Allah, grant us that without asking as well, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adhaka minhu nabiyyuka wa habibuka sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an wa alayka al-balagh wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in walhamdulillah.